Welcome to Mocho African Radio. We share stories and open conversation with African communities. Mocho Radio is happy to join Black Futures organized by Dalit, Wenzo 2023. My name is Mahat Naimana, third Black Diplomats Academy fellow and young journalist, Youth Voices show host. Welcome, Yahya Alphonse, Black Diplomats Academy alumni.
Hello, everybody. My name is Yahya Alphonse. I live in Windsor, and I am a previous alumni of the Black Diplomats Academy. And so this year, I'm helping out with the Black Futures. So I heard about Black Diplomats Academy through a friend who was also in the previous cohort. And I saw him posting a lot about it, talking about the benefits it provided to him. And so he encouraged me to join and to take part in it, which I did. And I found it very helpful, informative, build the networks. And through there, I just became involved in it. I learned a lot about like SDGs and diplomacy and gained confidence speaking. What we did have in my year was we had weekly meetings on Fridays and Saturdays where we did bring in speakers, people who were diplomats, ambassadors, senators, people who were very involved in politics in Canada and around the country. And we would talk with them and we'll learn from them. They will share with us like their experiences, how to overcome challenges. And then once in a while, we'd also have certain events with certain like one-on-one workshops and communications within ourselves just to get to know ourselves better and build team bonding. And then towards the end of the program, we began working on a paper, a joint paper together where we're broken down into different groups. And we had to make a working paper, a research around some of the SDGs of the UN. And then we get to share and present this paper to people who were in politics as well in Toronto in what was called the Black Diplomats Summit. And so it's really broad. You get to network, you get to meet people, you get to learn, and you get to develop your own skills as well and an idea for your future. So. Yeah, that's it. One of the biggest things you get to learn is from the experiences of others and with networking, because the speakers and the people involved in the cohort, people who are also taking the program as well, they are all very knowledgeable. They're all very skilled. They are all involved in the field that you want to be involved in. And so you get to learn. I got to learn what works, what doesn't work. And I haven't got the chance to get like a mentor who, you know, works with like the government and like global affairs. And so they give me advice in terms of career direction questions. I haven't had a call with them not too long ago, just in terms of making life decisions. And so, you know, one thing I learned is like, if you want to go far, go, if you want to go quick, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. So it really helps you go far together with people who are on similar track as you and can relate to the challenges that you would face. I think it's a very important day, especially for those who may be joining virtually or in person. Virtually, you get to get an idea of what direction the organization is heading, what has been the feedback of their or the impact of some of their recent initiatives, like their trip to the UN and some of the upcoming trips that they are going to make. You get an idea to also connect with people, especially like the one we have here in person. You get a chance to meet people, to hear from different speakers too. It gives you a broad range of knowledge and ideas in case if you're trying to become more specific with your career. So I think it's very important for people who are just starting the first cohort to take part in this.